Clean water. Tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the cheat sheet, the ultimate cheat sheet, they say, for dealing with haters. But also on the way here, Allie's going to tell us the latest on the e-cigarette critics. What are they upset about now? Apparently some new advertising is really upsetting the e-cigarette critics. We'll share that with you. And our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. There's also Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. We go to the phones and the fun to start things out here in hour two. Mike's on the line in Minnesota. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing there?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I was just wanted to share an experience I had, and this happened about 2005 in the summer, and you have to understand, when the federal government started drying up funds for all the little cities and towns, they had to take it upon themselves to figure out ways to generate revenue. And I was traveling through a little city and was stopped by an officer. He came up to my car and he said, "Let me see your license and registration." And I said, "May I ask you why you're stopping me?" He said, "You don't have a seatbelt on." And I pointed down to it. And what I had did, because my shoulder was sore, is I ran the shoulder strap under my arm, which made a 4-inch difference. And he stepped back, took off his sunglasses, scratched his head. He said, "Well, that's improper." And I said, "Well, okay." So he went and wrote out the ticket. And when he brought it back to me and he took off, and as I was reading it, it said no seatbelt at all.
Huh. See, I wonder about the no seatbelt or the click it or ticket states, because if you have... You know, people that put the seatbelt, the part that goes across your body, they put it behind them, like just totally not in front of them at all. I mean, I guess that would be improper.
That would be improper.
Technically, you're wearing your seatbelt. So I wonder, I guess these states might have, they might all say that you have to have the strap going across, if for no other reason that a cop can't tell unless he sees that strap on your shoulder.
Well, the shoulder belt's there for a reason. I mean, Volvo started that in the late 60s for a reason, because it works.
Yes. Well, I went into the police station and talked to the sergeant. I said, "Sergeant, what he had told me was improper, yet he wrote no seatbelt at all." And he said, "Oh, well, don't worry about that. When you go to court, he'll admit you had it on, but we don't get credit from the governor's grant if we don't put no seatbelt, because they would bring officers in on duty to just write out seatbelt tickets." So I went to court.
You're supposed to get sympathy from this officer when he's writing you tickets? It's like,
pardon?
Ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. He's like, "Well, I have to, because we won't get funding otherwise."
Well,
like, you're supposed to say, okay, well, I guess I'll go to court then. No, it's ridiculous.
They had a little courtroom set up behind the police station, and it amazed me because it was elbow to elbow in there, and any fire marshal would have cited them. And while I was waiting, they marched in the local prisoners. All the males were handcuffed, 6-8 of them, no shirts on, which amazed me there again, with no shirts on in a courtroom. And it was like, it was a lady judge. It was like, "Monty Hall, let's make a deal. You know, this is what you're charged with. This is how much you owe. How much money do you have?"
Yep.
Well, when it got to my case, I explained to the, I said, "Your Honor, I was traveling through the city, and because my shoulder hurt, I put my shoulder strap under my arm. But every sign I said, seen, said, click it or ticket and fasten your seatbelt," and I had that done. And she paused a moment and she said, "Well, are you an attorney?" And I said, "No, Your Honor, I'm not." And she said, "Did you go to law school?" And I said, "No, Your Honor, I did not." She said, "Well, you know what? I don't want to hear a word you got to say then."
Wow.
And at that point, the prosecuting attorney got up and he said, "We could interpret the law how we see fit."
Mm-hmm.
And the officer happened to be there, and then he started telling the judge that I was arguing with him. And I said, "Wait a minute, Your Honor. If I was an officer and someone argued with me, the first thing I would do is write that on the ticket." I said, "You look at my ticket, and there's no such thing on there." So she said, "Well, you pay your fine or go to jail." So it's just, you know, one thing about, that's why the scales of justice got a blindfold on.
This was the trial that you
were
attending?
It was in court. Yes.
Well, apparently the scales of the Justice has a blindfold on. Justice took her blindfold off because she asked you whether or not you were an attorney. A blind Justice wouldn't care whether you were an attorney or not, because it doesn't differentiate
between
people.
This is why courts are a bad place to try to get freedom. Like, a lot of people are like, take it to court. Take everything to court.
Well,
you end up going to court and you feel more enslaved than you ever did.
And I had heard you guys mention, which they do this too, is they reduce it so that you cannot request trial by jury because the people would see what's happening and they just drop it one notch below anything else so they could deny that part. But it just shows you that every wheel, and I'm talking about little towns and cities that had normally 6 to 10 cops, they would hire 30 to 40 just to give out these tickets. And to be honest with you, I think a turn signal law would have served much better than a seatbelt law. Not to say that a seatbelt don't save lives, but at least the turn signal law would definitely help road rage and truly save lives.
So, Mike, I'm still a little confused here. You got the ticket. You went. How long was it between when you got the ticket and when you went to the court hearing?
I would say it was roughly about 1 month.
About a month. Now, the ticket, did it have the court date written on it?
Yes. Well, I had to go to the clerk, and the clerk... And I had my nephew with me, who was from out of state, and the clerk said, oh, don't worry, you can represent him. Well, when I got to court, the judge said, wrong, I'm the judge, so put out a warrant for his arrest. So I paid his ticket and my ticket, and I just didn't think that was right.
So your nephew wanted you to represent him, but they wouldn't allow you to do that, is what you're saying.
Right, and that was after the clerk said, no problem.
I'm curious, when did you at any point put in a plea of not guilty, and at what point was that?
It never was asked. All she asked me was, what's your story? And I said, well, Your Honor, I was traveling through the city and was stopped. And the only thing I wanted was the ticket corrected from no seatbelt at all to improper, which that's when that prosecuting attorney said, we can interpret the law how we see fit.
Is there a different charge for improper? Did you actually read the statutes, the state statutes?
No, I did not. I just assumed there would be because sergeant told me that they don't get credit unless there is no seatbelt.
Yeah. So, well, obviously I don't know how, and this was Minnesota when this all?
This was in, actually it was in Indiana.
Indiana.
A little city.
So, yep. Every system is different to some extent. There's a lot of similarities, but some things are very, very different. So obviously, I don't know how the system is supposed to work there, but it certainly sounds like you got railroaded.
Well, no, I mean, what the judge said is true. The judge said something completely true to you. They can interpret, the prosecuting attorney, they can interpret this any way they want.
That's true.
And they do it on a regular basis all across this country and all around the world. The people who control the monopoly justice system, and there aren't too many justice systems that aren't monopolies, the people that control these monopoly justice systems do what the hell they want. They don't give a damn about people who haven't paid, paid their dues to the Bar Association
this
or whatever.
This sounds like it was an inquest or something like that. Not an actual court hearing. Did they call up a witness against you? Did that person testify?
Just the officer that was there.
They did call the officer. The officer testified. Were you given the opportunity to cross-examine the officer?
No, I just made the statement when he told the judge that I had started arguing with him. And I said, Your Honor, I did not argue. I would write that on a ticket if I was an officer and someone gave me a hard time.
So they did give you the chance to cross-examine, but you opted not to?
No, they really, she just said you pay or go to jail when
that's
it's all
ridiculous.
Said and done about. Well, that's what I had thought, although, it was just after hearing, and I'm sorry that I'm.
How long would you have to go to jail?
Pardon?
What, if you went to jail in Indiana instead of paying the fine, how long would you have to sit in jail?
I'm guessing, 3 to 5 days. I wouldn't let it go that far for one thing. But I'm sorry about these topics because I listen to you while I'm at work and I don't get a chance to call you while I'm at work.
You don't have to apologize. I think it's interesting to hear people's experiences across the country of what this is like for them. It's absolutely outrageous that you weren't given an actual opportunity for even the semblance of a trial. It doesn't sound like there was even the semblance of a trial. It sounds like this was, like you said, they were just running people through, cashing in, threatening them with jail. Look, pay up or go to jail.
Sounds consistent with what we hear all the time on the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
It's
for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep, 855, 450 free. Although I disagree with you, Allie, and I'd like to continue the discussion here in a moment. You were kind of downing court as an option for freedom. All right, so I'd like to get into that when we come back. More Free Talk Live on the way.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We've got listening options. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of our live streams are all available to you at listen.freetalklive.com. And they are available 24/7. So anytime you want, you can listen into the latest episode of Free Talk Live on our streams. We've also got over 140 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. Plus, there's our satellite listening options, which include the free-to-air channel, where you get Free Talk Live and all kinds of other great shows from LRN.FM, which include Ali's show. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. There's also our webcam and the listen lines, allow you to listen from any phone that can dial long distance. So lots of different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Will new technologies enslave mankind or liberate us? Possibly. It really depends on who has the better ideas. In the book Quantum Vibe, Volume 2, Murphy, our favorite mad scientist and his hard-drinking sidekick, continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier for humankind. As they navigate complex political and corporate intrigues on a terraformed Mars and a colonized Vesta, dark forces are plotting to steal, murder, and start an interplanetary war. Whose tech will overcome? Whose ideas will win the day? Quantum Vibe is a popular liberty-themed science fiction adventure webcomic, which updates daily at BigHeadPress.com. By the way, they have lots of comics at BigHeadPress.com.
Free.
Free. Yeah, well, yes, they are free. And many of them are complete stories, whereas Quantum Vibe is a serial that continues to
ongoing.
Go on. Yeah. And the latest volume with 161 full-color pages is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from the publisher. It's BigHeadPress.com.
All right. And by the way, if you want to grab it through Amazon, just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can shop through Amazon that way. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. So that way Big Head Press wins and Free Talk Live wins when you do that. So, again, shop.freetalklive.com. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So before we get to the story, Allie, that you wanted to share about the e-cigarettes, you had made a statement in the last segment that I kind of wanted to, I guess, hear you out a little further, maybe to understand what you were saying.
I think you sensed that it was directed at you, which it was a little bit.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong. You basically said that the courts are not a way to achieve any semblance of freedom.
Well,
right?
What I was saying is that people seem very vitriolic about taking things to court, and it doesn't seem like we're really saying, well, in this case, it would be a good idea, I guess, to take it to court if that's best for the person who's involved. We're saying, like, take it to court just as in any situation, we should do that because it always will mean that the courts are going to get clogged, and it's almost like we're seeing this. The court system is like this volcano, and if we all jump into it at one time, then maybe it won't ruin the city. But then you're talking about individuals like being like, I don't know if I want to jump in. It seems kind of hot down there. Mm-hmm. And then they do, and then they get burned. And then we're like, well, it's just too bad more people won't take things to court. Otherwise, that would have worked out well for you. And that's just not how we should think about trying to achieve freedom. Is we shouldn't be throwing people into the volcano.
I, you know, that's a pretty persuasive analogy, I have to say, because you can get burned by taking something to court. There's no doubt about that. I went to court on a disorderly conduct charge and a resisting arrest charge when I stood in front of a police car, and I was sentenced as more harshly than I would have been had I taken the plea deal. And Rich Paul, our friend Rich Paul, he went to court on his selling marijuana charge. And he was sentenced worse than had he taken the plea deal. He could have taken a plea deal and gotten 0 days in jail. Instead, he spent...
They punished him for not taking a plea deal, which is, of course, in and of itself a miscarriage of justice.
It sure is. And so, Allie, you have every reason in the world to take the plea deal and not go to court. I totally agree with you. It's the sensible thing to do in most cases, and that's what people generally do because it's the easy way out. It's the... It's an answer that requires no real effort on your part and no effort on the part of the state.
Well, I don't want to put effort in a losing.
They just get convicted.
I don't want to put effort into a losing battle, and that's why I think
most of the time you're going to lose in court. That's absolutely true.
Well, you're making my argument for me, Ian.
Well, no, I'm not, because my argument is that if you believe in freedom and you want to see more liberty in your lifetime, then sacrifices may be required.
But we shouldn't be sacrificing
venue.
Individuals and asking individuals to sacrifice their own well-being for liberty.
I can ask anything I want to ask, and I will ask anything I want
to
ask.
I think it's bad to do that.
Well, now hold on. The liberty activists here in Keene have had, what is it, 5 victories out of 5 now?
In the last year, we've done very, very well in court.
4 victories out of 4?
5, actually. I believe it's 5 victories.
5 out of 5. I mean, it's not like anybody's been thrown into the volcano recently.
Well,
I mean,
now, dude, let's be fair. We did have an attorney for 3 out of those 5 that were very, very
only because you've been willing to stand up and do something about it.
That's true. The attorney was interested in helping us.
It's not. This isn't a
rule. Warmth of his heart.
So, Ian gave me some trouble recently. You know, it's been a year, maybe. I don't know. For not taking some parking ticket. I didn't feel like taking the court to court. Oh, you're part of the problem. Yeah, that's right, Ian. I'm hurt.
See, that's the kind of thing that I hate is, like, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty about being saying, you know,
but you shouldn't feel guilty about doing it either. You're doing the opposite of what he's doing, Allie.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I think that a lot of people, I hear them talking about some interaction they had with the cops, and in their case, they can take it to court, and they want to. They're excited about court. Like, they're ready. They wish court was that day. And for those people, yeah, take it to court. Or if for some reason going to court benefits you more than not going to court, like you have no choice, you have to go to court, or if you're trying to avoid getting points on your license, so you want to plead not guilty, things, situations like that, I support people going to court, but I don't like people going expecting to win and then having their heart broken.
Oh, you shouldn't
or going
expect
to jail.
To win. You should never expect to win when you go to court. I've never suggested anyone expect to win. You're almost guaranteed to lose when you go to court, especially if you don't have an attorney on your side. You're
well, you're not
going to
know if you're... Oh, wait a second. Okay. So this is a whole big mess that you people are talking about here.
Yeah.
You both are on the losing side of the argument, and I can't believe how you could do that.
What are you talking
the
about?
The fact is that you don't know whether you're going to win or lose when you go to court.
You can't expect
plus,
to win. You're going to get
people,
down. You're going to get your hopes destroyed if
you're talking
to win.
About 100 different types of going to court here. We're not... We don't. Are we talking about parking tickets? Are we talking about traffic violations?
Any
are
of
we talking about misdemeanors?
You're
going
to lose them all.
Are you talking about felonies? No.
Almost
Ian,
every time you're going to lose.
Ian, stop talking for just 1 second. The fact is that if it's a misdemeanor or it's a felony, in most likelihood, somebody's going to take a plea, the first plea out of the gate, because they're ignoramuses. They've never dealt with the court system. And the vast majority of them will do better by waiting off the first offer.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And then taking the plea the second time. So that's something besides taking the plea or not taking the plea. Mm-hmm. There's something in between, which is wait. And so that's, I mean, this is all just crappy advice you people are talking about here.
Well,
I'm sorry.
It's the same way, it's like, just because you can point to people who have been successful in court does not mean that going to court is generally good advice if it can be avoided. And I just see all these people going to court, and when I've gone to court to support people going there, I've just been, like, the whole day, I feel less free than I would have if I hadn't gone to court. Imagine if I was there defending myself in court. That would be so much worse.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line. You can share your thoughts on this. Is it a waste to go to court, or is it the right thing to do if you want to see more freedoms to clog the court system with their nonsense cases? It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our website. They include our webcam. You can watch, interact with other listeners, and listen to the show over at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. Like all the features on our website, it's free, unlike a lot of those other talk show hosts. They want to get you to pay up before they'll let you watch their webcam. You can do it for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. Also, I'm looking into making some changes with the cam that maybe might get rid of the ads. I don't know. I haven't really looked into how it's all going to work yet. It's one of my things on my to-do list. But there was some concerns with, I guess, Livestream doesn't let the cam go to the mobile app without some hassle. So I'm hoping to make it so we can actually have people watch the cam on their smartphones, which some people have asked for.
I don't think my phone would do that.
Yeah, I'm looking into it.
My phone is a little dim-witted.
I can't get it on my iPad. It considers it a mobile device.
Yeah. So hoping to make it so that it can work with that, and now that I know that that's a trouble for you, Allie, maybe you can help me troubleshoot it when I make those changes.
Sure.
So mybtc.cc, imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe your card and Bitcoin is removed from your Bitcoin wallet, making Bitcoin as easy to use as money in the meat space world. This technology would be pretty awesome, right? And it would be worth investing in, right? Well, you can go and check out their Indiegogo campaign right now at mybtc.cc. and check out the idea of investing in this Bitcoin-based credit card.
Now, I'm going to get one of these credit cards. You can, I think it's for $30 in the Indiegogo campaign. Mm-hmm. You get a credit card and a year's worth of service. I think it's 10 for the card and, you know, or whatever. You know, there's a lower tier. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it out.
MyBTC.cc, and I believe the creator of MyBTC.cc is going to be up at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So hopefully you'll get a chance to meet him if you're there. And again, it's MyBTC.cc. As we continue here, we'll go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Dave is on the line in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hey, Dave. Dave in Nevada, going once. Dave in Las Vegas, going twice. Oh, you know what? I had to mute it. Sorry about that, Dave. Totally my fault. Go ahead, sir.
Do that to me. I think that's happened in the last couple of times I called it. So yeah,
usually it's not our fault. Go ahead.
Sure. No, I wanted to talk about, I actually wrote a post on my Facebook and also the Amplifier's Facebook about why I think that Free Talk Live is such an important show. I know it kind of sounds like, you know, I'm kissing up to the show or something, but I mean, with all, you know, for somebody like me that, you know, really believes in freedom and liberty, and you see, you know, all the freedoms that are being taken away, and of course, I think this is going on for a long time, but it's more and more evident, you know, and all you have is that mainstream media that kind of promotes a government agenda, and either where some of the, you know, like something like MSNBC looks like they're actually taking notes from the government, or other mm-hmm. shows that, you know, just have a pro-government agenda. You know, I think a show like yours really does deserve a lot of praise, and I kind of listed some things, and not that I'm going to read the article, but I just wanted to kind of, not article, but my post, whatever. I just want to kind of go through some of those and get some feedback on those. So,
okay, thanks.
Our tails are wagging with the praise.
The first thing is that the nonpartisan, that you guys are about, you know, freedom and liberty, which, you know, I feel as well. I don't look at, you know, Democrats or Republicans, or because both of them are not for freedom. And you have a lot of shows that are conservative or Republican that say, oh, yeah, we support freedom. But there's a lot of freedoms they're against, and they want to kind of promote a lot of times a religious kind of agenda and things like that. So, I mean, yeah, you could say, well, some things they are. But, you know, like some of those shows they wanted to try in the Boston bombing, they wanted him to be tried as an enemy combatant. You're for freedom. An American citizen, try him as an enemy combatant. But
sure.
On the same, you know, token, oh, I'm for freedom. So, I mean, I really love that about the show, that it's just about, you know, concepts and ideas of freedom. It's not, you know, partisan on one side or the other. It's real. You guys promote real freedom.
It's true. Yeah, it's really difficult to sit here and suggest that somehow, you know, I mean, we've seen in my recent life, for 6 years, the Republicans controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House. And then for 2 years, the Democrats controlled all three. I mean, we know what it's like. Either one, we know whether these parties are going to provide freedom or not. They had their opportunity.
Well, Mark, the Republicans, remember in the first decade of this century, they said they cut the government to the bone.
Yeah, that's right. They said that.
That's right.
After they had grown it from beyond the contract of America in the latter part of the last century.
I was going to say,
well, it must be an anorexic
bone.
Person.
Yeah. So what else did you want to share, Dave?
I just have there's four things real quick that I just want to go through. The other was the ideas of freedom and liberty on commercial radio. So, you know, you guys have mentioned you're on like 140 plus stations. There's nothing out there that's, and I mean, I listen online because I don't think you guys are in Vegas, which I hope in the future you are. But I mean, which is fine because I can listen through my car, through my phone and stuff like that. But I mean, to actually reach that many people and to be on that many stations, you don't hear that. Like I said, you hear some of those that say they're for freedom that are more partisan, but that really doesn't exist. You know, for the most part, you have some podcasts and stuff like that, but nothing where you guys are reaching that many people.
No, it's really hard to make it through the radio kind of, I don't know, the rat race is the right term, but to get through the corporate masters, the gatekeepers, and actually get a principled message of freedom on the radio. We've done it, but it's been a very, very long road. You know, it took many, many years of lots of phone calls on my part to get on a bunch of commercial radio stations.
Well, I like it because it's more people are likely to stumble upon something on the radio. Whereas if you just do a podcast and you're advertising and using word of mouth, then it's going to be a lot of people who are familiar with what you already believe, and so it's just going to be a bunch of back padding. Whereas on this show, it's fun because people call in sometimes and they have never heard the show before and they don't agree.
This is the difference between what they call push and pull advertising. So Free Talk Live is push advertising for the ideas of liberty, whereas ALP, your show, what's the website?
ALPshow.com.
ALP is more like pull advertising for the ideas of liberty.
Well, right, because Allie's show is primarily heard online, although because she's on LRN.FM, she's heard on some pirate radio stations from coast to coast.
That's cool.
But, Dave, go ahead with your list.
So, thanks. Yeah, and, I mean, that's great to be on the Internet, and I'm glad we have more and more Internet shows that represent freedom as well. But, I mean, to be able to be on all these stations, like you could, somebody flipping through, you know, the channels or something like that, or maybe they listen to a station for something else and you come on. So they're definitely, you know, it's a lot easier for these people to hear about it. And I know, you know, basically a lot of these stations, they want that whole left versus right thing, like it's some, you know, fight they're promoting or a football game. Yeah. And they really push that. So it's great that you guys were able to get on that many stations and hopefully more in the future. The third thing was that you guys are real activists. You know, to me, it seems like you're more, you know, activists is the number one thing, and the radio show is just a way of promoting your activism. So it's great that, you know, you guys are real activists, that you're right in the middle of this stuff. You know, it's not like, some political radio host that, you know, maybe they'll go to something for a photo op, but sure. You guys are actually are doing this stuff. And like you said, you know, you went to jail for 58 days, you know, standing in front of police corps, and that you guys are really hardcore activists, and that's great. And then I think that also encourages other people that they can see, you know, you guys talk about the things you're doing. It could give them maybe ideas to do some similar things, hopefully not go to jail, but, and then they can see that, hey, they're making, you know, strides there in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And I know you promote the Free State Project as well, but, you know, even for people that are in other cities, that they can see what you guys are doing, and then maybe they can, you know, get ideas to stand up as well.
I totally agree. Your fourth one, we're going to put you on hold and come back for 4 out of 4
okay.
Here in a moment with Dave in Vegas. And by the way, you know, Dave said he didn't think we're on in Vegas. He's right. We're currently not on in Vegas. But if we're not on the radio where you live, you can always contact your local radio station or stations that happen to be talk radio format, and ask the program director real nicely to add Free Talk Live. I happen to know there's at least one station in Vegas that is currently considering us. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th,
cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can join us online and enjoy all the features that you'll find on the website. You actually get to create the content right there on the front page of the site. How do you do it? Well, you need to have an account at freetalklive.com, and they're free, so it's not a problem. Just get your account. Get that set up. You'll also need an account on Reddit, which is also free. So, again, it only takes you a moment. Once you have the two accounts, you just link them together on our site. And then you can easily submit content. So if you find something online that you think is interesting or outrageous or fun or whatever, you just submit it. You make a title for it, submit the link, and then it appears on the site. People can vote whether they like or dislike. So you vote it up or vote it down, depending. And then we'll figure out what you think's interesting. So the story, actually, I forgot to mention this earlier tonight when we talked about the cupcake girl and what's going on with her situation. I saw that update on our website thanks to Stu Pitt Moran, or Moran.
Moran. Stu Pitt Moran.
Stu Pitt Moran for submitting that story. So had he not submitted that, I would probably not have known about that update. So it's like it's up to our listeners basically to keep us up to date because we don't have any kind of producer or anybody that does any research. Just like whatever we happen to come across during the day when we're doing our thing is kind of what we tend to talk about at night. So that's the purpose of our website, is where you can bring things to our attention easily.
I do try to keep up on the news, Ian. I mean,
that's good for you. That's great. So I don't care about what's in the news. So 855 450 free. Every now and then I find something I care about, but most of it's pretty much worthless to me.
So, I know I have to skip through pages and pages of news to find something interesting.
We're going
to
go back to the phones, but I know, Allie, you had brought some interesting news in tonight about e-cigarettes being attacked by critics.
People hate them.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people do. I think they're a cool idea. But let's go back to the phones here real quick. Dave is on the line with us listening in Vegas. And, Dave, you were kind of going through a quick list of things that you thought make Free Talk Live very important. And while I am on one hand uncomfortable about constantly being praised like this, on the other hand, you are correct in your assessment. Free Talk Live is unique in its position in the world as the only
pro-liberty radio show on over 100 radio stations coast to coast. Our friends on the Freedom Fiends have about a dozen stations. They are kind of picking up speed, and they're doing very, very
That's
well.
Awesome.
But, you know, we paved the way for them, too, which happened to help them out quite a bit. So, and that's great. That's what I wanted to see happen. I wanted to see more shows get on national radio with a liberty-oriented perspective. But as of today, we are still the big boys. We're the only ones with, you know, dozens and dozens of radio stations. And so you had a fourth point that you wanted to make, so go ahead.
Yeah, I had one more point, and then I wanted to just sum it up real quick, if that's okay. And also, I know, like, you know, people could call in and say, oh, you guys are great, but I'm actually, you know, breaking down why I think you guys are great.
So and apparently why you're giving to the Free Talk Live AMP program as well, because you are on
the AMP. That's what I was going to get to at the end, too, that, you know, that's definitely, I mean, I think I found you guys a couple months ago. I wish I had found you sooner, and yeah, it's just it's a great show. So the fourth one is basically that you guys are a forum for ideas, and I mean that in that, you know, people like me who don't really have, I guess, a forum can call up and share stuff. And I called a month and a half ago, and I actually talked about where I was arrested for an obstruction of an officer, and I had sent that to a bunch of different stations in Las Vegas. Then, you know, maybe five or six, you know, and I had a long email with pictures and everything with bruises all over me. Hmm. And they don't care, you know, especially in Vegas where they don't really care unless you're shot or something.
Yeah. But, it's not like you're the only guy who's been beaten up by the police. What's the news?
Right. Yeah. And you don't really hear about that because, you know, it still goes back to, I think, most of our media is pretty much, you know, controlled. And so, you know, people have a forum there, and you guys have a show where you encourage that, where you pretty much are talking about something, and you'll stop on that and then go to people on the phone. So they have a forum there to share not only, you know, things that have happened to them or, you know, situations with the police, stuff like that, but also just ideas of freedom, and they can share those as well, and that's a great thing.
Well, Dave, it cuts both ways to some extent. I mean, now, if you've got the idea that for whatever reason the government's a good solution to problems, and you call in to Free Talk Live and you know, you talk about your situation, we'll certainly listen to the situation. But once you start proposing solutions, you know, then the questions come out, and, oh, really? Well, if I don't want to participate with your program, what are you going to do with me? At which point, those people feel very much like, well, this isn't an open forum. I didn't get to come on here and suggest all kinds of tyrannical crap without right. people just laying down and accepting it.
I also like that.
Right, and I heard you. Sorry.
I like that the callers can call in and correct us if I say something that's just totally wrong.
Yep.
My facts are backwards. If you guys don't catch it, then hey, if you heard it and it was wrong, and you didn't, and you're listening live, and you didn't call in, then what do you expect? How am I supposed to know if I'm wrong if you don't let
sure.
me know?
Yeah, and I want to say I've heard that as well. I've heard somebody call in who I think calls in a bunch of times. I won't say their name. A female that had some, I don't know, had some crazy, I thought they were crazy ideas. But yeah, you guys totally, it's good in a way because you'll have somebody like that call in and then kind of do exactly what you said, Mark. It's, well, what's your solution to this? And then how would, you know, wouldn't this cause this? And then it makes people think even more because they're like, well, wait a minute. Because I think a lot of people in general, they just don't question things. They just, you know, you brought up a certain way and you view society a certain way and you never think about, well, why is that like that? And why do we need this? They just, oh, yeah, we need that. We need this law. We need this law. And really, people should be encouraged to question everything. If you come to the conclusion that it's right, then that's
sure.
fine. But it's also, you need to question it. You know, you can't just look at it one way. You need to think outside the box.
Well, I mean, everybody's. I think a lot of people grew up with these exhortations to think outside the box and to question authority. I mean, I remember hearing that stuff as a teenager. But you don't ever hear anybody doing it, like, as you're pointing out, on the media. You don't hear any meaningful level of it. Oh, sure, the left will question the right, and the right will question the left.
Yep.
But they're not questioning their premises. They're not questioning the, you know, the basic values of what they, you know, they built their understandings of society on. You're not hearing any of that stuff questioned. And that's something that we can do here on Free Talk Live is ask tough questions and be asked of, you know, have tough questions asked of us as well and hash it all out on the air. And like you said, you know, people come across that on the radio and it's different. It's something that is immediately apparent that it's different if you listen for even a short period of time. And I think that's attractive to people. And apparently it's worked for you, Dave. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just that, you know, I hope kind of what you said, that that you guys do start that trend, and there are radio stations out there, and we can get more more media out there that, that express that has the promotes the ideas of freedom and liberty. And you guys are doing a great job, and I encourage anybody that everybody that does support freedom and liberty, you know, if you can afford it, you know, become an amplifier and help, you know, promote the ideas of freedom.
And thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. By the way, you mentioned the Free Talk Live AMP program, and he touched on a new feature, which I haven't even added to the website yet. I need to add that to my list of things to do. But we did just have a reworking of the AMP page at amp.freetalklive.com, so go and check that out. There's a new pitch up there, which I'm very excited about. We're getting back into doing Google AdWords. We're calling the Daryl fundraiser a success, where you helped us raise hundreds of dollars per month to help pay Daryl to do affiliate relations for us. That's working. Daryl's doing a great job at that, and we've made that. We're calling that a success, and now moving to a new project, which I think is exciting, which is to bring people to the ideas of liberty, kind of like what Dave was talking about, who aren't expecting it. People who aren't necessarily looking for liberty-oriented podcasts, because, you know, we've got that. Free Talk Live is a one of the many liberty-oriented podcasts. But what about people searching for things like talk radio online? There's a lot of people searching for talk radio. They don't know what they want to hear. They just want to hear some talk radio. So they're doing a Google search for it. Well, we can make Free Talk Live appear as one of the advertised options in response to things like, you know, online talk radio, these different kind of keyword phrases that people might search for. And we've started this campaign up already. I've budgeted a few hundred dollars a month towards this, but we'd like to be able to raise more to do more.
So basically, for every AMP, since we're getting double dollars here, every AMP is $5. You can AMP for more, but $5 is what we ask for AMP. So that it gets doubled to 10,
right?
And it's 50 cents a click. So basically, you're
that's what I'm currently offering is 50 cents a click. It's averaging at about 30 something cents per click is what we're paying. Google, of course, would like for me to pay more. So a big question that should be answered is, what is a new listener of Free Talk Live worth? What is someone who has not, let's just presume the person has not really been familiar with the ideas of liberty, what's it worth to bring one person to those ideas?
Well, that's for each individual person who's donating to answer, right?
Well, right now, that number's set at 50 cents. We can set that number to whatever we want to.
Well, we're getting responses at 50 cents. I think that that's...
And we are getting responses.
I spent way more than 50 cents in arguments with Status.
So, yeah, if you want to help us out, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. $5, that brings 10 people to these ideas, or at least brings them to our website. Hopefully they'll listen once they get to the site. And, of course, if you do $5, it's actually like doing 10. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out with that. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. or visit drhurley.net for more information.